It's getting pretty tasty at the bottom of the Premier League, isn't it, Nigel? Let's have a look at what we've done here. As we've given you a look at what it was like on the 1st, the 5th of January, and what the odds look like now.
Why did we choose the 5th of
January? Just because the start of the year. I picked that as the start of the year.
Okay. I wonder why.
So now. Well, I mean, we can do any date you want.
Well, I mean, look, the thing is, obviously, the kind of big move is Leicester, isn't it? I mean, what they've done in the last 3 or 4 weeks is quite phenomenal. And we did actually say here that they had an easiest looking running because of their home fixtures. So, I mean, Leicester are the ones that have really sort of achieved. I mean, QPR, poor old Charlie Austin, the penalty is a terrible penalty, really. And from his old mission, he would say it was a bad penalty straight down the middle. Pressure probably got to him a little bit in that game. He would have scored that 9 times out.
But they'd have been gone 5 weeks ago.
Exactly. I mean, that was a must win for QPR. So unfortunately, I think they're absolutely gone. Burnley just don't score enough goals. They're gone. And now Sunderland look like they're going to join them. But I still think there's some more twists and turns here. I really do. I don't think Sunderland are certainties by any stretch of imagination at 2-1. And Newcastle, I mean, 3 weeks ago, 250-1. Now in the 20s. I mean, what a big move that is. But I think those two have gone QPR and Burnley now, and it's just a question of who joins them.
Edge, go on, after.
No. What a great advert for Mr. Pardew this is. Palace, 5-4 to go down, beginning of the year. He's come on. They've not been in the list for ages. And the team he's left, 250-1 a few weeks ago. Now in the 20s, they're going to struggle to pick out any points from now on in. So Pardew, the team he's went to, he's saved, and the team he's left are in freefall, so he's the new Pulis.
I think they play Leicester the weekend. I think, is it? No.
Well, we've got another slide if we have a look at that with all the points and the fixtures they've got left. Obviously, it's in reverse order. So Burnley with 26, having played 34, QPR 27, Sunderland 30, Leicester 31, 31.
Yeah, Newcastle go to Leicester, which is a. And there's a talk, this big talk about Leicester resting their whole, almost all their team against Chelsea. The weekend
on Wednesday.
Absolutely nothing to play for them in that game. You know, Chelsea are going to win the league, and that running is the important thing. Look, they've got 4 home games out of 5, and that was the key all along. Home games and playing teams like, you know,
but and playing the 2 games at the end of the season where they can. We'll assume that QPR have gone by then, so an easy way to pick up 3 points. And even Sunderland to an extent could be right in trouble. Yeah, so definitely. Good ways to pick up points.
That's that Wednesday, isn't it? That's midweek.
There's 2 games in midweek.
That's on Wednesday.
Liverpool play Hull.
I thought it was QPR they played.
Is it Liverpool?
Oh, no, it's Hull. You're right.
Liverpool play Hull on tomorrow night, which for some reason isn't on there. But it's a game before Arsenal. Where we've got Crystal Palace, it should be Liverpool and that Hull fixture there. Crystal Palace was at the weekend. And then you've got Leicester v Chelsea in the midweek. So they're the two big games. But, I mean, Newcastle, we haven't got their fixtures up there, but they've got QPR away, Leicester away. They lose them games. They are in big, big trouble, Newcastle. Big, big trouble.
Well, we've heard Richard Keys on the show before say that when Alan Shearer had a go, he had 9 games there and he only got 3 points. And they were saying Newcastle probably only need 1 or 2 points to make them safe. But where are they going to get it from?
The thing is about them is that the fans have given up on the team and the owner. Mm. So like, if they are in a relegation battle, it's not as though they're going to get much help from any of the fan base. I mean, look at Burnley's fixtures. They've got 3 away games. They're pretty much gone. QPR got their 2 away games are at Liverpool and Man City, so they're really going to get points there. But that third place, and I really do believe Newcastle are banging it, really are.
I'm not sure. I don't think it's a good idea for Leicester to rest that many players, because I don't know how motivated Chelsea are going to be on Wednesday. They're going to want to come and win it, in front of the Stamford Bridge crowd at the weekend. So I think they're there to be got at, home game on a Wednesday night, playing so well, scoring goals.
It does make sense, though, as Nigel says, if they felt their players were getting tired or needed a rest, that's the game, isn't it? Because you look at the rest of them, home against Newcastle, home Southampton, home QPR, and away against
momentum.
The
only other thing as well, you look at Sunderland's fixture list there, they've got Southampton at home, which is it's a tough game. They're 3 away games, Everton, Arsenal and Chelsea. But that Chelsea game at the end of the season probably won't be as bad as you think, because Chelsea will be party time. I remember famously Man United won the league and West Ham needed to go there or Sheffield United needed to go there and win, and they went there and won last game of the season. You get turnarounds in last game of the season. And
West Ham beat United at Old Trafford, and they Tevez scored.
Might be something in that game there, that last game of the season, that the bookies might look into it a little bit more. But I mean, Leicester's running is phenomenal. Look at Hull's running. They've got Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham and Man United for their last 5 games. I mean, that's just horrible, isn't it, really? So
if you were to pick, if we're saying Burnley and QPR we think are gone, if you were to pick one now, as it stands now, you look at those fixtures, you look at the points, for you, Nigel, who do you think joins them in the Championship next year?
It's between Sunderland and Hull. And I'm going to I'm going to probably...
Do you think Newcastle will get dragged in?
Well, I don't think Newcastle will win a game. So what are many points on?
They've
35,
got 35 points. So they reckon 35, 36 should do you this year.
I think 35 will just get you through on goal. It's
between Sunderland, Hull and Newcastle, isn't it? And I think the price on Sunderland may be a little bit too short. So I'd probably look for Hull or Newcastle, actually.
Hull or Newcastle, price-wise. Ed, over to you on this one. We think, again, Burnley, QPR gone. One more.
Yeah, and I think Hull are a good buy on our relegation, like 17-20. And if they come third last and they get relegated, you make 10 points. And even if they come fourth last and they scrape through, you're not losing any money because that makes up 20. So Sunderland 24-27, I'd much rather pay 20 for Hull, as we can see. You know, United the last, that could come down to that. And if United are still scrapping, because, you know, who knows what whether City, you know, that whole City dynamic plays out. So, yeah, I'd pay 20 on our relegation index for Hull. I think that's a bit of value.
One thing to mention about Man United, and you mentioned scrapping, people think that the top of the table has pretty much sorted itself out. But the Champions League, you have to qualify if you come fourth. So second and third, no one's going to want to do that, are they, Nigel? No. So a team like Man United may still have something to play for come the last day. Right, let's have a quick break. When we come back from it, we'll be speaking to Richard Keys.